Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on this morning. Trust and believe the Lord. He is with you. He is with you. Regardless of the whispers that you hear in your mind, He is with you. You haven't gone too far that He can't reach down. There is no such pit that He can't reach down and grab you from. There is no desolate place where He won't come and get you. There is no place at all where God cannot reach. He can go into the prisons, into the cesspools of life, those that seemingly look like they can't make it. He can grab each and every one of them. Continue praying. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. There are people that we are praying for, Lord, that are in prison, in the prison physically, and in prisons in their mind, in prisons in their lives. They are bound by all kinds of lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and pride of life. But you have come that you might give life, and we may have it more abundantly. Lord, remind us of your abundant living, Lord Jesus. Snatch these people out of the cesspools and the pits of life and bring them to your glorious light. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us go back over to Luke chapter 4, verse 18. I'm going to read it again, and then we're going to just talk a little bit about it. Jesus is speaking in the synagogue, and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. There is something that I'm reminded of right now. It's Isaiah 11. In Isaiah 11, prophesied about who was coming, prophesied about Jesus, and it says this is the type of spirit that Jesus will have. He will have in Isaiah 11, verse 3, and shall make him of quick understanding. God shall make him of quick understanding. In the fear of the Lord. This is the kind of spirit he'll have. He'll fear God. Means he'll reverence the Lord. He will respect him. It's not a fright or a being terrified of the Lord. It is a respect and reverence for the God of everything. So this is the spirit that Jesus would have. The fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Let's back up to verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall be upon him, shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And then it goes further down to start to describe how he shall judge and do these different things. But he shall have the fear of the Lord. He shall have wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge. This is the type of spirit he will have. And so when he goes over to Luke chapter 4 and Jesus is now beginning his ministry, and because this is chapter 4 of Luke, this is what he says. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." He has given me the authority and the power to preach the gospel to the poor. What is the gospel? The gospel is the death and burial and resurrection of Christ. He died for our sins. He was buried, so our sins were buried with him. Everything that bound us, everything that had us in chains, was buried with him, and then he was resurrected. He was raised on the third day after he preached unto the prisoners in hell. And we'll study that one day. That he preached unto the prisoners in hell. He went down and led captivity captive. He got the prisoners that were in hell in Abraham's bosom, that it talks about, I believe, in Luke 16, in Abraham's bosom. He went and got those and he led captivity captive. He took the Abrahams and the Isaacs and Jacobs and all the people we read in the Josephs. He took all the 12 tribes of Israel and he took them to heaven with him. He led captivity captive, but he also preached unto the prisoners in heaven. And in hell, those that are bound, those that continue to seek their own way and not believe God. And so we have an opportunity today to accept the Lord Jesus. We are in the dispensation of grace. And that grace doesn't last forever. We have no idea when the rapture is going to come and the church is going to be taken out of this world. And where are the people going to be that are going to be left here with nothing, with no church, and the Spirit of the Lord that was in the church will be removed. You don't want to be one of those people that are going to experience the great tribulation. 7 years. The first 3.5 looks like everything is great and fabulous, and the Antichrist comes in and he makes everything great and he signs a treaty between the Israelis and the Middle East, and it looks like everything is fabulous. And in the middle of the 7-year period, which it talks about in Daniel 9, those 70 weeks in the middle, he just turns on the world. And he does blasphemy and evil and defiles the temple over in Israel and does these heinous and awful things. And he chases down everyone that even came to believe in Jesus and beheads people. And he kills you that does not receive the mark of the beast. All this stuff is culminating to right now. There are chips right now they put into dogs. Oh, so you can find your dog. They're getting it ready. So they'll be able to track everyone. Right now, satellites and everything out there can go and you know, zero down on your house right now, where you are, on your business. They can get you wherever you are. Lojacks and these cell phones and your fingerprint and all of these things, and they can get into every email you ever wrote and track you by your debit card and know your spending habits. And it's all being set up for the Antichrist to come in and just go right into business. Believe God. Believe the word of God. He is coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, meaning that those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, been washed in the blood of Jesus, that believe God and believe his word and keep his commandments. If you love God, you will not practice sin. That's just the bottom line. You are going to be convicted about sin. It is not going to be comfortable for you to live in sin, live with your boyfriend, fornicate, be out drunk, whoremongering, cheating and lying, stealing, kidnapping, those people that are beheading people, people that are doing prostitution, you know, those people which I despise and hate. And I pray against them, those people that are kidnapping people and putting them into sex slavery. Woe unto those people. Woe unto them, because they will receive their just reward. They will receive a space in hell. The things that they are doing to young girls and to children, woe unto them. But God said in verse 18, Jesus is saying, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. People that are just hurting. We come against right now the spirit of suicide, the spirit of depression. People are hurting. I'm going to stop right there. I know we are in the middle of the thought, but pray for the welfare of our nation and the welfare of our world. In Jesus' name, join me on the Word and Me tomorrow. God bless.